everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There is a fun video on YouTube that is going viral. And before we tell you what it is, think first of the ways that you talk to people about your thoughts about Jesus Christ. And it's kind of a sensitive subject, right? Because sometimes those feelings are deep and close to the heart. And sometimes we don't want to say anything. We want to just keep to ourselves about it. But one member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who is living in New York City along with two missionaries in that area, found a really fun way to share their faith with others. And this is what they did. They decided to do a large chalk art display of the plan of salvation on Union Square in New York City. Now, don't worry. They made sure to talk to the cops and made sure it was okay before they started chalking the sidewalk. In addition to chalking the sidewalk, they filmed the experience as well and put a really fun song to it. So far, last time we checked, this video has generated more than 48,000 views on YouTube. And if you want to check it out, it's called Union Square Plan of Salvation. It's really fun. The phrase, the plan of salvation, is a phrase used to describe the idea behind where we came from prior to our life here on Earth and where we are headed and why. So they had all of these visual representations of this in chalk on the sidewalk at Union Square. That certainly is a fun and creative way to talk about it. Very inventive. There was a Mormon message for youth that came out a while ago, and it was entitled Origin. And it's about a college-age student who is finding her way around a large city and what looks like a college campus. And she's questioning how to find truth and how to find God. And they basically say that the best way to find truth is to go to the origin, our Heavenly Father, and ask for inspiration through prayer. And in that Mormon message, they take a clip from a talk that Elder Richard G. Scott gave entitled Truth, the Foundation of Correct Decisions. And it's from a general conference talk he gave in October 2007. And we want to play a portion of that talk for you in his own words now.
Since truth is the only meaningful foundation upon which we can make wise decisions, how can one then establish what is really true? Increasingly, more people are finding that making wise decisions is becoming more and more difficult. Because of the ultra-interconnected world in which we lived, constantly forced into our consciousness is an incessant barrage of counsel, advice, and promotions. It's done by a bewildering array of media, internet, and other means. On a given subject, we can receive multiple strongly delivered, carefully crafted messages with solutions. But often, two of these solutions can be diametrically opposed. No wonder some are confused and are not sure how to make the right decisions. To further complicate matters, others try to persuade us that our decisions must be socially acceptable and politically correct. Some pondering of that approach will reveal how wrong it is, since social and political structures differ widely over the world and can dramatically change with time. The folly of using that message of making choices is apparent. There are two ways to find truth, both useful, provided we follow the laws upon which they are predicated. The first is the scientific method. It can require analysis of data to confirm a theory, or alternatively establish a valid principle through experimentation. The scientific method is a valuable way of seeking truth. However, it has two limitations. First, we never can be sure we've identified absolute truth, though we often draw nearer and nearer to it. Second, sometimes, no matter how earnestly we apply the method, we can get the wrong answer. The best way of finding truth is simply go to the origin of all truth and ask.
Isn't that great counsel from Elder Scott, that the best way of finding truth is simply to go to the origin of all truth and ask? So basically, we pray. We ask God if there's something that we're questioning, if there's something that we're not sure about. The best thing we can do is to ask God, because He is the source of all truth. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled I Will Go and Do, and it's featuring Jesse Clark Funk. Thanks again for being with us today. Have a wonderful day.
Each and every day, the battle rages on between the light and the darkness, between right and wrong. Forces strong and luring entice and lead astray. But today we lift our voices, and to the world we say, I will go and do all the Savior asks. I will carry the flag of righteousness. I will go and do all the Savior asks. I will follow His path of His love kind and sure. We'll share with one another the power of His peace. Together lift our voices, and with the world we sing.